Restoring My Soul, Friday the 17th of June, when you host an agape meal. Jesus said, "When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Jesus was emphasizing that the agape meal is not a social occasion, nor is it a trading exercise. All trading dynamics are a violation of the fellowship of the agape meal. The agape meal is fellowship in the tree of life. It is fellowship in the word of the Father that is proclaimed to us as the fruit of the tree of life in each season. When this word is in our heart and in our mouth, in the fellowship of the agape meal, it ministers grace for edification and healing to one another. This includes the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Referring to this fellowship, the wise man proclaimed, "A wholesome," that is literally curative or healing, "tongue is a tree of life." Jesus explained that a son of God who participates in the fellowship of an agape meal in a worthy manner, not looking to derive any earthly benefit in this lifetime, will be repaid in the resurrection. They will be raised at the last day. We recall that Jesus said to the multitude who followed him after he fed the 5,000, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." It appears that one of the guests at the dinner table in the Pharisee's home received a flash of illumination as Jesus spoke about the resurrection at the end of the age. He suddenly declared, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 14 verses 12 to 15, 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, Proverbs chapter 15 verse 4, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, and John chapter 6 verse 54. For further study, Ephesians chapter 4.